2 years ago this week, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, with two very good, very patient friends on a wild goose chase for that city's historic Biltmore Hotel. As it turns out, it no longer exists, having been torn down years ago, but the reason I wanted to find it is because this record was recorded there.
Big diamond ring.
Something in her eyes made me realize I'm king
and proud as anything.
And now my one desire that I ain't thinking of is a little kiss from a little miss I love.
Isn't that good? That's Gene Goldkett and his orchestra recording in Kansas City, Missouri at the Biltmore Hotel. December 14th, 1927, a song called Just a Little Kiss from A Little Miss, written by Eddie Kuhn, and featuring Myron Schultz, Raymond Pink Porter, and Lauren Schultz, the unidentified vocal trio on that wonderful, wonderful record. And I mentioned before I played it that I had been searching for the Biltmore Hotel in Kansas City, hoping to get a glimpse of whatever mezzanine or ballroom they recorded that in. But alas, the hotel is long gone. That was the first session that Gene Goldkett's orchestra had following Goldkett's breakup of the All-Star Band in September of 1927, the band which featured Frankie Trumbauer, Bix Beiderbecke, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Don Murray, all those good guys. And the payroll got to be more than Goldkett could handle, and he broke up the band. And apparently he had other bands, though, that he was leading under his name, or rather contracting to be led under his name. Perhaps this is one of those. But Hoagy Carmichael was in attendance at the session. He sang on the other side of that record, which is so tired. I don't know if he's playing piano or in any way present on this side, but To me, it doesn't matter. It's a great, great record. And the trumpeters there, Andy Sechrist, Sterling Bowes, and Nat Natalie, some wonderful musicians. And though I may get some flack for saying it, I think that those 1927 and 1928 Gold Cat records, those after the Bix Band, were some of the finest that Gold Cat ever made. Things like Don't Be Like That, My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, Here Comes the Showboat. Gold Cat in late 1927 and on through 28 made some really, really wonderful records. Well, that's a long roundabout way of introducing the program. Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, even into the 50s just a little bit. I try to cover a lot of territory. I have fairly eclectic tastes, and for your sake, this next hour, I hope you do too, because I have quite a variety of things to play for you. And because it has been snowing quite a bit this week where I am, although it's turned to a bit of a slushy soup today, I have a few winter-themed items, just because I was feeling in the mood. We'll start with Prince's Orchestra, and actually both of these next records are more than 100 years old. This first, Prince's Orchestra, plays a Jolly Sleigh Ride Party, recorded in September of 1912. And after that, we'll hear a very famous ragtime piece, George Botsford's Black and White Rag, played by El Cota. That's the name on the label, which was really Lawrence Albert Coates in real life. So two Columbia acoustics now, first from September of 1912, let's take a Jolly Sleigh Ride Party. Thank you. That's El Cota, Lawrence Albert Coates, on the xylophone playing Black and White, a ragtime two-step by George Botsford, Columbia Record A1118, recorded December 15th, 1911 in New York City. Before that, from 1912, Prince's Orchestra and a Jolly Sleigh Ride Party, a sleigh ride which might not be quite so jolly today with all the slush and sort of melting white stuff we have out there. I don't think you'd get too far in a sleigh. Well, we've got more 78s for you, and before we leave wintertime themes, two more for you. I couldn't resist. Both of these having to do with snow, and I'll give you the first one, and maybe we'll play a game and see if you can figure out what the second one has to do with it. First, it's Jimmy Durante and an MGM record from 1950, recorded in sunny Los Angeles. this is Frosty the Snowman, and you may ask, well, why are you playing a Christmas record? It's more than a month after Christmas. Well, this isn't really a Christmas record if you listen to it. It's about a magical snowman and nary a word about the holiday anywhere in it. So I think it gets unfairly lumped in with Christmas music because it has a wintry theme, but I see no reason why we can't enjoy it now. And so we'll hear Jimmy Durante sing Frosty the Snowman, and then it's a song long associated with, I think probably most with Elvis Presley. This is not going to be Elvis singing it, though. The song is Now and Then There's a Fool Such as I, which really came out originally in about 1951 or 52. This is a 1952 recording we'll hear, and maybe you can figure out why I'm playing this in a set supposedly having to do with snow. But first, here's Jimmy Durante, 1950, Frosty the Snowman.
Come a little closer, children, I've got a story to tell.
Oh, gee.
It's about a man you've heard of, and I knew him well.
How well?
He was born on a cold winter's morning, and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story, and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children smile, they say, and were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day?
But Uncle Jimmy, you didn't finish your story.
I know, I just paused to catch my breath.
What happened to Frosty when he came to life that day?
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble, you see. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun before I melt away.
Where'd he go?
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there and around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop.
No!
Frosty the Snowman had a hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity-tump-tump, thumpity-tump-tump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-tump-tump, thumpity-tump-tump, over the hills and snow.
Thank you. pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. As I am over you. You taught me how to live, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Well, just in case that last one left you scratching your head as to how it related to snow, that's Hank Snow and the Rainbow Ranch Boys singing Now and Then There's a Fool Such as I, but I'm sure you knew that. RCA Victor Record 20-5034. Before that, Jimmy Durante from 1950 and Frosty the Snowman, MGM 30257. Well, we're going to leave the popular realm just a little bit for a moment now and take you to the concert hall for a couple of piano pieces by a notable Puerto Rican composer of the late 19th century, Juan Morel Campos, whose music I really like a lot ever since I discovered a 78 RPM set played by Jesus Maria San Roma, who plays a number of Juan Morel Campos's pieces. Apparently he was quite the proponent of his music in the late 30s and early 40s, and he made a whole 10-inch record set on the Victor label in 1940, from which we'll hear two selections right now. First, it's Feliz Dias, or Days of Bliss, and then we'll follow that with Buen Humor, Jovial Mood. Two pieces by Juan Morel Campos, now played by Jesus Maria San Roma. First, Victor 4560, followed by Victor 4563 from 1940.
Thank you.
I just love those pieces. The music of Juan Morel Campos, played by Jesus Maria San Roma first, Days of Bliss, or Feliz Dias, followed by Jovial Mood, Buen Humor, both of those recorded for the Victor label, for their Red Seal division, in 1940, or thereabouts. Nice, nice stuff. Juan Morel Campos was famous for his danzas. He was from Puerto Rico, as I mentioned earlier, started studying music as a child, and eventually led his own dance band and concertized as a pianist. Unfortunately, he suffered a stroke during one of his performances in April of 1896 and died of the stroke a couple of weeks later at the age of just 38 years old. However, in those 38 years, he wrote more than 500 works, and at least 8 of them were collected into this record set that Victor put out in 1940, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm really happy to have found that. Well, on a happier note, we turn to a couple of Rodgers and Hart selections. First, we'll hear Larry Clinton and his orchestra from an independent Cosmo record, that little label short-lived in the mid to late 1940s that seemed to snap up a number of big band leaders for their rosters and had these horrible, horrible pressings that sound like you're playing sandpaper, but that's neither here nor there. It's Cosmo record number 481, Larry Clinton and his orchestra, Where or When. After that, we'll hear Cozy Cole's All Stars on a keynote, another sort of World War II and just after era label that also pressed in sandpaper, the song Blue Moon from February 22nd, 1946. Both of these are nice instrumental treatments. I hope you'll enjoy them. Two by Rodgers and Hart, starting with Where or When. Here's Larry Clinton.
Thank you.
Sometimes when listening to records from Cozy Cole's later and perhaps more successful years, the 1940s and 1950s, he did after all have a big hit in 1958 with Topsy, it can be difficult to imagine that this is the same drummer responsible for those 1930 Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers recordings, but it's the same guy. Cozy Cole's All Stars there from February 22nd, 1944. The song, of course, Blue Moon. That's from a 12-inch Keynote 78, number 1300. Before that, Larry Clinton and his orchestra, Where or When, from April of 1946, on the Cosmo label, number 481. Both of those, tunes by the famous team of Rodgers and Hart. You're listening to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. The program bringing you 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Thanks so much for logging on and tuning in. It's a lot of fun to be here playing these wonderful old records. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll take a moment to write to me if you feel so inclined. My email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. You can send me your comments, questions, suggestions, requests, whatever, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or visit the Shellac Stack webpage. Just go to www.shellacstack.com. And that will redirect you to my own personal webpage where I have all of the past Shellac Stack programs that are available posted. You can listen to any of them or download. You can see label scans. And sometimes I post sort of addenda to programs when more information becomes available or if I've happened to make a mistake. Hopefully it happens rarely, but occasionally it does. So you can see updates on past programs as well. Well, we have time for some more records on the program today, so why don't we turn now to a couple that involve that great bandleader Burt Laun, who in the mid-20s happened to co-write, at least in all the credits I've seen, with Fred Hamm and a couple of others, Bye Bye Blues. And Laun himself recorded it several times in 1930, perhaps most famously for Columbia Records and for Hit of the Week Records, and those are marvelous versions of this song. But we're going to listen to it played by the California Ramblers under the pseudonym of Wally Edwards and his orchestra on a Velvet Tone record, number 2200, from August 5th, 1930, with Elmer Feldkamp singing the vocal, It's Bye Bye Blues. And then we'll let Burt Laun himself step to the microphone with his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. I Never Dreamt You'd Fall in Love with Me, very pretty song, from the Regal label, number 8978. It's actually Smith Ballou singing the vocal, Burt Laun just leading the orchestra. From April 22nd, 1930, we'll hear that one. So first, Wally Edwards and his orchestra, really the California Ramblers, and Bye Bye Blues. And as my friend Andy Sr. says, this one may be a little crunchy, not in the best condition, but still worth taking a listen. Thank you.
I built my hopes on mountains high. There was no ceiling to my sky, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me. I dripped my dream ships, all came home, all safe and sound across the foam, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me, poor me. Little did I dream that love could ever be so nice. Little did I dream that love was no fool's paradise. I dreamt I lived where rich men strolled, and all the streets were paved with gold, but I never dreamt you'd fall in love with me.
There you have Smith Ballou, credited on the label as Buddy Blue, singing I Never Dreamt You'd Fall in Love with Me, with Burt Lown and his Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. And hey, that's the second time we've mentioned the Biltmore Hotel on today's program, though I'm pretty sure Burt Lown was not at the Kansas City Biltmore Hotel, which is where that first Gene Goldcut record was recorded. But I digress. That was Regal record number 8978, recorded April of 1930. Before that, Elmer Feldkamp singing with the California Ramblers on a Velvet Tone 78, Bye Bye Blues, from August of 1930. We have time, I think, to slip in one more 78 before we reach the end of the stack. Well, there'll be another one after that, but a little bonus one now for you. Another Regal 78, this one by Rudy Weedoff's Californians. And hey, doggone it, if there isn't another Hotel Biltmore connection here. The song was written by Earl Burnett, who for many years was affiliated with the Hotel Biltmore in, I believe, Los Angeles. I should be getting some kind of promotional royalty check from the Biltmore people for this program. From November of 1921, we'll hear a great song, Leave Me With a Smile. there's something I always endeavor to do. That's Leave Me With a Smile, great song played by Rudy Weedoft's Californians in November of 1921, Regal record number 9151. And that's not quite the end of today's program. And as I think about this next record, I realize it, ironically, may not be exactly the kind of record one plays to leave you with a smile. Nevertheless, I'm going to go ahead and play it because it ties into the weather we're having here. It's called "'Twas on a Cold and Stormy Night," the Taiji Sisters, and this is actually kind of a depressing and tragic thing, but, well, we'll take a listen anyway. The Taiji Sisters, and the recording ledgers for this don't indicate a composer. They only say that this song is very old, and that was when they recorded it in September of 1927, so who knows how far back this thing goes. But the Taiji Sisters, recording in Camden, New Jersey from 1927 to close out the program with "'Twas on a Cold and Stormy Night." Thanks so much for joining me, everyone. I hope to see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care, and we'll see you next time.
In my eyes, and say you will not cry, for mama's heart is breaking now, and death to us is nigh, still clinging to their mother's breast. Little one.